So, Jason, what is Linkster?
Linkster is a cloud messaging platform. It allows you to use your existing .NET skills to connect distributed applications or integrate distributed systems. It encapsulates all the complexities of Windows Communication Foundation and also takes care of a number of other technical barriers. It takes care of message polling, local transactional queues, dynamic endpoint reconfiguration, authentication and encryption, non-repudiation for messages, and file chunking, to name a few.
So for people who don't understand all that, what is the practical application of all that functionality?
Sure. Well, anytime if you have a distributed app or a distributed system you want to integrate with, and that you need to move data between things securely and reliably, that's when you'd want to use Linkster. It takes care of all the communication plumbing issues for you in a very easy-to-use, configurable environment.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any examples of companies that use Linkster and how they use it?
Sure. Well, it's a ubiquitous communications technology, which is great in that it's a huge market, but it's also difficult because the companies who use us, it range from micro-size, from one or two individuals to enterprises, and it's across vertical markets as well. So a couple of examples, one in the mobile ambulatory care space, a company that creates software that runs in the hospital, ambulance, and in the helicopter. Those end up being in different networks, and they need to move data between those endpoints securely and reliably. That's a good use of Linkster. Another could be if you're wanting to move documents around securely and reliably and have non-repudiation. You may want to use that for healthcare records, and there's an example of that. Perhaps you want to use it for moving legal documents around. There's another app similar to that being worked on. You can also use it for gaming, too. We actually have several open source samples, including a game called Boat Battle, also known as Battleship, but we can't call it Battleship. And it's a two-player turn-based distributed game powered by a cloud messaging service. Now, what's funny in the gaming side is we're also working on an open source multiplayer MMO game. And it's actually easier to create the MMOs than a two-player turn-based game, because with turn-based, we actually have to keep track of the moves. With the MMOs, it doesn't matter. Everyone's just going.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one of those interesting coding realizations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have another open source sample out called Monitor Grid, it's a service you plug onto your servers, and it reports the health of the servers back to a central point. You can also send remote commands back to your servers. So these are just kind of all examples of things you can do using a cloud messaging service.
Mm-hmm. So you were saying non-repudiation is a really important aspect of this kind of messaging, right? The idea is that you're 100% secure sending the messages between the applications. Is that correct?
Right. So, yeah, security is built in many layers in the application. So from point to point, the messaging is secure. Now, on the reliability side, these are additional things we take care of. Really, with just two method calls, a lot is taken care of for you. You create a message which is dropped into your local encrypted queue. It doesn't leave that queue until it's successfully transported to the internet service bus. When your app is trying to send messages, if it can't get an internet connection at the time, it's automatically going to go into a retry mode. These are all things that Linkster takes care of for you. If in the middle of transmission there's a hiccup in the connection or failure of any kind, when that issue is resolved, it picks up from where it left off, so you don't have to write that kind of code. With the file chunking, if you're moving a file, let's say it's 100 megs, 70 megs through, there's another hiccup. You don't have to retransmit those 70 megs. It picks up from where the last chunking was made.
Mm-hmm.
It's geographically redundant. And with the non-repudiation, you get a date and time stamp back from when the message was received by the recipient.
Right, so you can be sure that all the data was received, that kind of thing.
Correct.
Is that the...
So, you know, we have an example, actually, of an instant messenger app, and we have the message tracking built in there, so you can actually see for everyone who has received the message, you can see the date and time they received it, or if it's still pending, or if it ultimately timed out.
Mm-hmm. So how does, now I know this is, comes from a traditional kind of messaging, you know, there was a traditional kind of messaging before the cloud, which costs quite a bit more, is that correct?
Yes, so actually I'll back up even further. So first just middleware. Middleware is the term that's used to describe systems that sit in the middle of things. And examples of those would be database systems, telecommunication software, transaction monitors, and messaging and queuing. So in the messaging and queuing segment, that area was called message-oriented middleware. And for about a decade, you had one option, and that was IBM MQ series. Then later it came TIBCO and then some others. Now, traditional message-oriented middleware, very expensive, very complex. And because of its expense and complexity, it was really limited to just kind of very mission-critical systems that really required that level of security and reliability. And so usually it was you just used for financial transactions, moving money around, because it couldn't be 99.9% secure, or you had to have 100% secure, you had to have the non-repudiation, all these other things. So cloud messaging is taking traditional message-oriented middleware and moving it into the cloud, making it available as a service, reducing the technical barrier to entry, reducing the need for new infrastructure, making it available as an easy-to-use service. Now, I'd actually say that many of the cloud offerings, some of them don't meet, I think, some of the core goals of cloud computing. Some people are taking just traditional systems and just hosting them and calling it a cloud solution. I think one of the real goals of cloud computing is not just to host the traditional complexity, but re-architect the systems into easy-to-use services so that anyone can start using it. In fact, I would say Linkster can be mastered in 1 to 3 days by a .NET developer with just a year of experience.
And the cost is quite a bit less than...
Right. You can send 1 million messages for about $5 a month at the low end.
So well, that's great. So then most of your companies coming in, are they all sorts of companies that are coming in to use your service?
Right. We're seeing them from kind of entertainment to social media to kind of healthcare records to games. It's really quite varied.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. And then you have a contest coming up this month?
Yes, we have a contest in partnership with Microsoft BizSpark. It's called the Linkster Innovation Contest. And the first prize winner receives $1,000 and publicity on MicrosoftStartupZone.com and an Xbox. And they also get one-on-one consultation with marketing and technical specialists through the Microsoft BizSpark program. In fact, everyone who just enters the contest gets a free basic Linkster account, and if they meet eligibility, will be sponsored into Microsoft BizSpark.
Oh, wow, that's great. And then we should have the date. What is the cutoff date for that?
The cutoff date is November 2nd.
November 2nd, 2000.
Correct.
Just
correct.
So in case somebody's watching this 2 years from now, we want to make sure that they understand where that is. But and the site is linkster.com, linkster.com.
Correct.
And then just tell me really quickly, how has the BizSpark program been for Linkster?
Oh, BizSpark has been amazing for us. I mean, it gave us the MSDN premium account, the highest level one. But more importantly, it's done a couple other things for us. One, it gave us access to production licenses. And we use multiple clustered Microsoft SQL Enterprise servers. So that saved us a lot of money up front. Two, it's actually helped us with some marketing and publicity being listed on Startup Zone, the Microsoft Startup Zone site. And we also got featured as the Startup of the Day. In addition, it's helped us with some of our speaking engagements. When we just, you know, we're newcomers as a startup, and we wanted to start speaking at conferences, being a member of this Microsoft BizSpark programming and having gotten the Startup of the Day award, that's kind of opened a lot of doors to us as well.
Well, that's great. Well, was there anything else you wanted to talk about? Was that it?
Well, if you're writing an app, whether it's a service or a smart client, and you need to connect distributed apps or integrate distributed systems, I'd really suggest just checking Linkstert out. It's very easy to use and takes care of a lot of communication plumbing headaches for you. So you can just focus on the core value of your app and not writing any of the communication plumbing side.
All right, fantastic. Well, thanks a lot, Jason. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.